meeting is now being recorded.
Oh, thank you, Yvette. Does the agenda look good? Any pressing items that I've missed that you want to raise before we get going?
I'm sorry, I need to get the agenda. Too many windows open. Okay, I'm there. Yeah, I think it looks fine. We have a couple just odds and ends we can mention, but
okay. Yeah, really, but a lot of these items are just kind of to get an update from you really as well. So I don't have anything further to share on the revised work plan. We were just kind of wondering if you'd had a chance to look at it, if you had any thoughts or updates as of yet of the revision we sent last week.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Eric. I took a look at it, I was sort of cruising through it, and it just sort of seemed to me like one of the things we might want to do is, in addition to a number of other things, it might be really helpful to get the rapporteurs to the sub-teams to sort of really pick up their sections and take a look at it themselves as well. So I think from the chair perspective, you know, I think it's kind of representing a global view, which is good, but it also has a lot of low-level details. So rather than try and channel each of the rapporteurs, I think it might make sense to reach out to them to see if they want to go through and vet their subsections and attenuate anything. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Thank you. And thank you for the staff work on that. But it would be good to have more sort of substantive detail and definitely, you know, we're hopeful that if the rapporteurs and subgroup members spend a little time fleshing out the work plan, that will also help with engagement at the subgroup level, too.
Okay, so should we take an action then to circulate the revised work plan to the rapporteurs of each of the subgroups?
I think we'll bring it up on one of the group calls, the chairs, and
okay.
We'll sort of socialize it with the idea of doing it with them. I think Denise definitely checked me if this sort of diverges from your perspective, but I think we want to kind of socialize the concept and get the rapporteur's thoughts. You know, they may sort of suggest a middle path that we want to go on, but I think we'll bring it up on one of the calls and see where people's heads are at, okay?
Great. That works for you. Just before we leave, the work plan issue, when I was pulling out some suggestions for Norm to get up to speed on some SSR1 subgroup issues, and she's interested in joining that and going to LA, I clicked on the timeline and project plan section of the website, and our work plan and Gantt chart is not there. The only thing that is there is the very, very first slide of a proposed timeline that the staff did when the team was created. Could you please make sure that we have a link to both the versions of the work plan and the Gantt chart that I circulated to the team quite a while ago that's featured on that page?
It's Jennifer. Yep, sure. I put in the documents and draft section because I forgot we had that page of the wiki, so I will put them there too. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. That'll be helpful. And then I think while we're on the topic of the wiki, since I had an opportunity to click around through it, on the left navigation bar, there's also a page and a primary link on decisions made. And unfortunately, it does not reflect all of the decisions made. And I'm concerned that it might, if there is anyone out in the community that ever actually finds our wiki and this page, I think gives the wrong impression about the variety of decisions that the team has made and the work that's progressing. And so I would propose to take the decisions made tab off the left navigation bar, take this page off the wiki, absolutely save the content, and let's revisit and discuss with the team the best way to flag key decisions and make them visible for the community. Similarly, and I think the team members, and particularly rapporteurs and co-chairs, need to be active and engaged in validating what we want to highlight for the community as decisions made. So we're all on the same page in terms of what we would want to highlight. And then in addition, in clicking through the subgroup pages, there's a similar tab on subgroup page. I don't know if they're on all the subgroup pages, but I also found some links regarding decisions. So similarly there, I think it's important that for the subgroup wiki pages, if we're going to have a section on those pages that says decisions, then they need to be agreed upon and they need to reflect an agreement from the rapporteur and the subgroup members what the key decisions have been that they want to highlight. So, for example, if you go to the subgroup one, the implementation of SSR 1 work, there's only three decisions on there. Teamwork began is one decision. Alan is the rapporteur is the second decision. And then the third decision is that the subgroup activities have been suspended. That actually isn't a decision that was made. And it looks like there's no work in this area, which is obviously not the case. And so similarly to taking the decisions tab off the left navigation bar and taking the full team decisions off page, off the wiki for now, I'd like staff to, and Eric and I have discussed this, we'd like staff to go through, take that decision section off. If there's any other decision sections on any other subgroup pages, take those off for now and please save the text. And then, again, that'll give Eric and I an opportunity to raise this, the working protocols issue with the subgroups and make sure that when we highlight key activities or decisions that it is a real reflection of what everyone agrees to in the subgroup. I'll stop there and see if you guys have any questions.
It's Jennifer here. I don't see any hands raised, so I'll just put my thoughts in. I think thank you for your input and understand what you're saying. I think, at the end of each call, as with the action items, we send the decisions reached around. So we need some input, from the team in terms of if there's anything missing from the decisions that have been captured, and similarly to the action items that we send round. So I would just kind of note that. And I think we can take them down for now and certainly save the text, and then we can go through all the action items and decisions that we've captured previously and just make sure that we've got everything first of all there. And then maybe, wait for some input from you all in terms of, having a team discussion and how you want to capture them. That's my thought.
I think that definitely makes sense, and I completely understand the challenge of, you know, especially if you're on a call with several people and it's a wide ranging discussion, pulling out salient points. And it's certainly the responsibility of the team members to provide that guidance. But we also need to keep in mind that a phone call is only one engagement point for team members. And simply because there was a discussion about something on a call and the two people that happened to be on the call agreed, the discussion on that topic may also have continued on the email list. And that's a perfectly valid way of being, of participating and coming to agreement and decisions as well. So I think we really need to take a step back and think more, give some more thought to how we highlight those. So in the meantime, we'd appreciate your help in taking the decision pages and sections off the website, so there isn't confusion and misunderstanding about various decisions.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to check that if anyone else on the call has any thoughts. I know that other people are working on different reviews, and we're trying hard to create consistency across them. So I just want to raise that
as
something that we need to think about.
Yep, this is Nigar. Sorry, I didn't raise my hand in the room. I should have. Thank you, Denise. I appreciate your comment and feedback. I think one of the things we want to try to do is try to fully understand the underlying issue, make sure that we have consistency across all reviews. So if you don't mind, give us some time to think through the changes you're asking us to make and see how we can best address to help resolve the issues.
No, I understand the desire for consistency, but substantive inaccuracy trumps the desire to have the same title of tab across various review teams. And so until we can correct what are some pretty significant errors posted under decisions made, we do not want this misinformation out in the public sphere. So Eric and I are more than happy to work with the staff on consistency and bringing some type of decisions tab back into the back into the wiki, but we can't continue on like this with inaccurate information that may be used to give people the wrong impression about what's being substantively being done. So you're welcome to put on a under construction or information coming, but the substantive information that is not correct needs to be taken down now.
Thank you. Jennifer, back to you.
Okay. Thank you. I think with that then, we'll move on, since we've just got 30 minutes left on the call. The gap analysis contractor piece, similarly, no real updates from us. Just wanted to check in with you, Denise and Eric, on the status of this. We sent the clean version to you, some point this week. I can't remember which day. So we just, we're, from our point of view, we're waiting, for an approval for us to, send this through to the, ICANN procurement for a final review and then publish the RFP. Wondered if you had any, had a chance to look at it, if you're okay. We obviously highlighted the dates because procurement will need to input to those since we're a couple of weeks, out now. But please let us know your thoughts and where we are with that.
So I took a quick look at it, just a glance, and I need to circle back with Denise about a handful of things on there that are just minor things. But one of the things that it says clearly is that the expectation of the contractor will start in September. So, there's no other dates like, completion in December and whatnot. But, now that we're like halfway through September, I just want to make sure that we've got our expectations set properly. I think we obviously want someone sooner rather than later, but this is like 2 weeks from start of search to, full engagement And according to the dates, if we lose September, which we've already lost half of, that just kind of cuts down the amount of time the contractor has. So I just want to raise that because I'm not sure that that's inappropriate or appropriate. It's just something I noticed.
Okay, so we'll leave that with you both until we hear your feedback. We will, we just need to, as long as we have a date from you and, you know, when you want to engage the contractor, then we can work with procurement to get the work back so that we're allowing the appropriate amount of time.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm sorry, I'm just away from my desktop, so I can't raise my hand, but though I... just glanced at the slides before I opened up the, I haven't had a chance to talk to Eric about the gap analysis statement of work, but we are eager to get moving on that very quickly. And I just glanced at the slides that were to be updated, particularly when it came to the selection of the contractor and the substantive guidance of the contractor's work. I thought where we left things with Larissa was that clarity would be brought to those two topics. And I did not see clarity on the selection, process. Clarification of the review team's responsibility to guide the work of the contractor. The former seems to me to be a pretty critical thing in hiring the contractor, a step in hiring. And as I said on the plenary call, how this is done impacts not only our review team, of course, but other review teams as well. So we want to make sure that there's clarity and agreement here. So determining appropriate steps and defining, if necessary, steps for selecting and guiding a contractor isn't the same as actually documenting what the steps are and who has the responsibility in this area.
Okay. Does anybody from ICANN have any thoughts on this? I'm a little bit unclear on, can you just repeat, Denise, which part you're looking for a bit more clarity on? Because I got lost a little bit.
Sure. So, and Eric, maybe help me refresh my memory, but so my recollection is when we, a few weeks ago, we last talked to Larissa about this, there were two areas where it was agreed that staff would add more specifics and more clarity and repost this material. And those two areas were, one, that the review team's role in selecting a contractor working with ICANN staff, and two, that while staff has a responsibility to oversee the operational and financial elements of managing a contractor, the substantive work of the contractor would be guided by the review team. Those two elements, and again, particularly when we're hiring a contractor to basically assess staff's work, both staff and it's in both the interest of staff and the interest of the review team to have clear lines of responsibility and ensure that there is neutrality and, appropriateness in terms of both how it looks and how it actually works. Does that make sense?
Huh.
Hi, Denise, this is Alice, if I may jump in. So I think based on my recollection from last week's meeting, that we came to an agreement to change item number two that we just listed, so have the review team be responsible for management of the content and substance, and I can be responsible for deliverables, operational contract, and so on. But I believe that Marissa emphasize the fact that both our review team and I can procurement need to work together on the selection process. So I think that was that's what she explained on last week's call, and therefore there was no edit that was made accordingly.
Alice, the final section of the draft that was circulated on the 13th under assessment and award basically just flat out says that the staff has entire purview without caveat, without anything to award or not award, to even withdraw the RFP. So, I mean, you know, I sort of, if it's a general person's agreement, that's sort of one thing we have to sort of wrangle with. But, I mean, the language at the very end of the draft circulated seems kind of unequivocal. I can reserve the right without penalty at its discretion to accept or reject any proposal, withdraw this RFP, make no award, to waive the permit, the correction of any information, and on and on. So I think maybe, you know, one of the things we might want is if there's going to be language in there that allows this, it probably needs to have some couching to say that there's a sub-team role for that, or I'm sorry, a co-chair role for that, or to attenuate that or something, because I think that's kind of, Denise, I think that's kind of what you're pawing at as well, right?
Yes. Or, yeah. Okay. I'll take, but like I said, I did a really quick glance at the slides. I've been traveling all week. So I'll take a look at it again. And and we also discussed the fact that there's been several community groups that work with ICANN staff on an accelerated basis with an agreed-upon statement of work to hire someone and not go through the formal RFP process. And I think, wasn't there a staff action item to get back to us on that?
Yes, Larry said she would investigate
the policy. I think you mentioned an example that happened in the policy sphere where someone was not hired through an RFP. So I think Larry said she would investigate.
Yeah, so I think staff has really worn us down. This has been like a 5-month discussion where we keep saying, so there's a lightweight statement of work process that we'd like to use for this. And then what we get back from staff is the RFP process. Anyway. Eric, what do you suggest for our next steps? I know we're very eager to get the gap analysis work underway.
Can we, I think in the gap analysis RFP, I think, you know, I'm sort of not sure exactly what the right role to sort of codify for the co-chairs is, but I sort of, if you guys want, I can do a extremely layman's attempt to sort of do an override over the assessment and award section, which is at the very end. It seems like it's the most substantive section to this discussion. And, you know, I would just basically insinuate in there a sort of a priority order of co-chair selection. And I guess I understand that there may need to be some protections for you all, the staff, to be able to nix somebody that might come out of the woodwork as completely unqualified. But, you know, it sort of seems like that needs to be an exceptional state as opposed to a presumed right. So maybe there needs to be some writing in there, and if it's helpful for me to try and draft something, you know, I'm not sure that I'm the right person to do it, but I can kick it off if that's what people would like.
Well, I guess perhaps we should take silence as assent since we're running out of time and move on to the next topic, and I'll try and circle back on this with you later today.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Thanks for raising this again and working with us on this. I know it's quite tedious, but as we've also been told by other review team co-chairs, this is viewed as a pretty critical process point.
Okay.
I
know we're out of time. Does everybody have to jump off?
I've got a few more minutes.
Okay. The rest of the items are really just for your attention as well. So I sent you an email on the ICANN60 outreach. There's a couple of outstanding questions that we need your input to. The rest of the, there's four or five of them, I think, which I brought here on the slide. And I just wanted to flag them to you because particularly the GAC Public Safety Working Group are looking to kind of like finalize their agenda. So they're looking for some input, in terms of the content of the presentation. And I don't feel like I can answer that on your behalf. So I'd like, some input there.
I'm sorry, Jennifer. I'm back on, in my computer and, did you send us an email that highlights the feedback you need on the, I'll find it if you did. Yeah.
It's like ICANN60 outreach or Abu Dhabi outreach or something like that.
Okay. Great. And what can you just quickly note, what's the two burning questions you needed input on?
Well, there's two. So the registry stakeholder group they want to have a teleconference on the 4th of October, which is in a couple weeks. So it's tentatively scheduled, but we just need some input as to whether you think it's too early, if you're going to have anything to talk about. The GAC Public Safety Working Group are looking for some input as to specifically what the SSR2 review team is looking for. So is it from a law enforcement public safety perspective, or are you interested in input relating to public policy concerns more generally, is the question from them.
Okay. Who should Eric and I is that in your email, who Eric and I should respond
yes.
to on the PSWGF? Okay, great. We'll take a look at that today, too.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No problem. We can move past this. I'll put this in an email to you, but it's just basically some upcoming deadlines for ICANN61. So I'll send an email to you just so that you've got an awareness of that. And then the draft agenda for Tuesday's call is the 0600 call. So we need to get the agenda out pretty early on Monday in my time. So please, does this agenda on the screen look okay, or do you want to take some time to review it offline?
Yeah, unfortunately, Eric and I realize that we both have a conflict for next Tuesday's call and won't be able to chair the meeting, and so. So we'll send a note to the list, canceling next week's call. In line with that, scheduled, I believe, ICANN SSR subgroup, was scheduling a call, in advance of the LA meeting to go through the agenda and their issue set. Is that correct?
It's on the 25th, I believe, of September.
I'm sorry, has it been scheduled?
Yes, for the 25th of September.
Okay. That's great. So, and there aren't any other SSR calls next week then?
Nope, just
right. No. Okay. Great. So we'll be canceling next week's call. If you could, are there particular items that you would like team members to that you'd like us to flag for team members, or you'd like action by team members? Could you let us know, and we can include that in the note about addressing these online and teeing up work for the following call, and we'd like to focus on the IANA subgroup on the call for the 26th. Is that right, Eric?
Yeah, I think we'd like to focus on it, get a readout status, get the team's view and feedback on, the overall team's view and feedback on it. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. I think in terms of, items for team members to focus on, as we talked about earlier, maybe the work plan, might be one of them. From my perspective, I don't know if anyone else has any other inputs from the staff that they want to flag before we jump off.
Hey, Jennifer, yeah, this is Eric, not staff. I think we definitely want to get some progress on that as well. So, I think the only comment I was trying to make before was just we want to kind of broach it with the sub-team members and rapporteurs, like on the call, not surreptitiously, and just sort of like raise their awareness to it so it doesn't just sort of come out of the blue at them and just explain that, we're sort of, bringing this to sort of like a delegation model on this one. So I definitely think we want before that. I think it probably needs to come up on our call, and then we should be able to move promptly in that way.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any other hand raised or anybody else trying to input here, so that sounds good. And thank you very much for your time, your 6 minutes extra time that you've given us. I really appreciate that, and have a good weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
all for your
time. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.